The Joint Legislative Audit Committee votes to approve an audit of the Government Accountability Board. The 10-0 vote came on Tuesday. Committee co-chair Senator Rob Coles, a Green Bay Republican, says the thorough broad-scope review will inspect a number of aspects of the state elections agency.
I think it's worth emphasizing this is a major audit. This is 6 months. This is a big one.
Kevin Kennedy is director and general counsel of the GAB. He says members of the board make every effort to ensure business is conducted in an open and transparent manner. Even so, he says they embrace a fresh set of eyes. Kennedy says the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau can recommend improvements.
We expect that the audit as a tool for both this committee and as an opportunity for the public to look behind the curtains of vital processes of government is something that is essential, and it's something we support.
Representative Melissa Sargent, a Madison Democrat, says the audit would provide the GAB with feedback that would help to improve voter confidence in the election process. She says the review is not intended to create ways to take power away from the GAB.
We need to make sure that we're strengthening this organization through this audit, not dismantling them.
Cole says if there are any problems at the agency, they will be found and fixed.
We want our elections to be run as efficiently and carefully and honestly as possible, and that's why we're here today.
The GAB was created in 2007 and officially began work in January of 2008. It replaced the State Elections Board and the State Ethics Board. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.